Well, once again, I'm happy to be with you, brothers and sisters, even though not in person. I know you're out there somewhere.
很高兴我们今天又能够和众弟兄姐妹一起虽然不是实体的敬拜，但是我们彼此都知道你们是在那里的。
The title of the message today is Great Expectations for God's Servants, and it's from Matthew 24, verse 42 through 25, verse 30.
今天呢我们要和大家一起来分享的这个一段的这个主题呢是主要是从马太福音24章42节一直到马太福音25章30节。我们今天的主题会是圣徒们的大盼望。
When looking at a title of Great Expectations, I would pose these two simple questions.
当我们讲到说这个今天的这个主题大期望的时候呢，那我会先提出两个很简单的这个问题出来。
Does God have great expectations for His servants? Yes, He does in a very positive way.
上帝对我们他的仆人有大的期望吗？答案是是的。他对我们每一个他的儿女都有一个非常正面的一个期望的。
And the second question is, do God's servants have great expectation of Him and His return? Yes, I hope so.
第二个问题就是说我们身为这个主的上帝的这个仆人呢，那我们对主的再来和主他本身呢 也有这个很大的期盼吗？我希望这个答案是是的。
Of course, all scripture is given to us in a certain context, and the passages today are in the general context of the second coming of Jesus.
在圣经里头这个圣经整本都是有它的前文下理，我们绝对不能断章取义的但是今天我们我们取得这一段的这个分享的这个经文呢它的主要的讯息呢是上下文是跟主耶稣第二次的再来是有很大的关系的。
Now we're also going to see throughout Matthew 24 and 25 verses about the judgment that will come at that time.
从马太福音24章到25节这边呢主要前后贯穿的讲到了这个跟这个主耶稣再来的这个审判呢都有很大的关系的。
Actually, I'm not going to focus much on those topics today, since every day is one day closer.
当然我今天的这个主题呢不会专注在这个这个主耶稣的这个再来和他的和审判这些事情，因为我们每过一天呢，我们就越接近那一天的到来。
And that's not to say that we're not concerned about the return of Jesus or the judgment of sin.
但这并不代表我们并不关心主耶稣的再来和这个他来的时候对罪的这个审判。
But I think those topics are probably better focused on another message that we would have.
因为这两个这个主题呢是另外一个这个讲到的这个要专注的这个重点，而不是今天的。
Most if not all the passage we'll look at today is based on three key parables.
我们今天所要分享的这个章节呢，主要是根据这个三个这个比喻。
It's my opinion, I'm not alone on this, that parables are mostly to get one major key point across.
这不仅仅是我自己，而且也是其他弟兄姐妹，我们都有这个同样的这个感觉，就是这个每一个比喻呢都有一个主题在贯穿的这个 整个是比喻的。
And many times we get tangled up when we try to make many points of one parable.
那很多的时候呢，我们经常尝试从一个比喻里面呢，我们要找出好几个不同的重点，就是因为这样子的想法呢，时常把我们自己搞得这个缠绕不清了。
So I'm going to kind of just jump right in and say on these three parables, I think the key points are.
所以我今天很快的我就会来直接的把今天所要讲三个比喻里头它的这个重点指出来。
Servants of God watch in the Spirit. Servants of God wait in the Spirit.And servants of God work in the Spirit.
这三个重点就是上帝的这个神的这个仆人呢，我们是在灵里被托管的。那上帝的仆人呢，我们在灵里也要等待。那成为上帝的仆人呢，我们也要靠着圣灵来工作。
Now you might think all this message is just going to be about performance. No.It's not that what it's about.
或许你会认为这几段的这个经文呢会着重在我们自己的这个工作上面，但事实上我告诉你们不是这样子的。
As a Christian, I'm adopted into God's family by grace, not works, and it's totally as a free gift.
身为一个基督徒呢，我知道我是被收养。成为神基督里的神家庭里的一份子，是靠着神的恩典，而不是靠着我的努力的。
Even so, I have willingly become a lifelong servant of Christ to serve Him and His family out of love.
即使是知道我如此呢，那我愿意一生呢，就成为神基督的这个仆人来。服侍他和他的这个他和这个神的这个家庭。
So I hope we will consider how each of these three points really involve faith, love, humility, and grace rather than performance.
所以我希望今天的这个讯息呢大家能够得到这个三个这个重点是怎么互相连接和这个信实、爱、谦卑和恩典来连接起来，而不是靠着我们的表现。
And hopefully, we'll also see our role in the family of God is to love and serve God and each other.
也希望大家能够明白，我们成为神家庭的一份子，我们的这个角色呢？是要来爱神和爱人，来服侍神和服侍人的。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, I know that Jesus often told parables to really hide some things from some people, but he said to those that want to listen, he wants them to hear. He wants them to understand what these parables are about. And so I pray that that's the case today as we look at these parables.That we'll see what He has for us, not what we think or what I would say, but what He says in His Word、
Amen.
And with His Holy Spirit. Thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So let's start with the first one key point. Servants of God watch in the Spirit. Matthew, go ahead.
所以让我们就从第一点开始是在马太福音24章42到51节，我们是神的仆人是在灵里被神来托管他的产业的。
So looking at Matthew 24:42-51, so you too must keep watch, for you don't know what day your Lord is coming. Understand this.If a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would keep watch and not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. A faithful, sensible servant is one to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his other household servants and feeding them. If the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be a reward. I tell you the truth, the master will put the servant in charge of all he owns. But what if the servant is evil and thinks, my master won't be back for a while, and he begins beating the other servants, partying, and getting drunk? The master will return unannounced, unexpected, and he will cut the servant to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来得迟，就动手打他的同伴，又和醉酒的人一同吃喝，在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来，重重地处置他，定他和假冒为善的人同罪，在那里他必要哀哭切齿了。
In this parable, it seems the servants are watching over a household, and for our application, it would involve some kind of leadership in ministry.
在这个比喻里头呢，我们看到仆人们呢，是被托管来看顾这个一个家庭的。那我们也在我们的这个生活上面呢，也扮演了管理，也提到了管理上的这个领导人该怎么来做的。
Now that might include pastors, Sunday school teachers, deacons, elders, music leaders, and so on.
这些领导人呢，就包括了牧者主日学的老师们，还有执事、长老，还有领唱的等等等等。
Now sometimes they might be seen more as leaders than servants, but that can be our first big mistake.
有时候呢，我们看作他们是领袖，多过于他们是仆人的这个角色。事实上，这是我们犯的一个错误。
In God's family, there's only room for servant leaders.
在神的家庭里呢，我们只有仆人式的领导。
What did Jesus say about that in Matthew 20, 26 through 28? But among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many.
就像在马太福音第二马太福音第二十章二十六到二十八节这么讲到，只是在你们中间不可这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人，谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
So a book on servant leaders that I read many years ago asked this question, should God's servants have an ego? And the answer was yes, E, exalting, G, God, O, only. Exalting God only.
多年前我读了一本仆人式的这个领导这本书里头呢，他问到说一个问题，就是上帝的仆人有自尊吗？我这个书给的答案是的，我们单单尊主为大。
Now in verse 45, we see the term a faithful, sensible servant.
在第四十五节，我们看到有一个一个词，一个忠心有见识的仆人。
Most people think of being faithful, that's a quality of a person. But what we really see is this is the fruit of the Spirit.
大部分的人看到这些词、都会想到说这个一个忠心是一个人的一个好品性，但是我们如果从这个圣灵的所结的果子来看、那又是非常更贴切的。
It should be simply living out one's faith in the Spirit.
在圣灵里面呢，忠心的这个品性呢，可以是很自然啊、就流露出来的。
This is Paul talking in 1 Corinthians 4, 1 and 2. So look at Apollos and me as mere servants of Christ who have been put in charge of explaining God's mysteries. Now a person who is put in charge as a manager must be faithful.
在哥林多前书第四章第一到二节这么讲，人应当以我们为基督的执事，为上帝奥秘的管家，所以所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
I don't produce it in my life, but the Holy Spirit does, as we can see in Galatians 5:22-23.
我自己的生命是结不出忠心的果子出来，但是靠着圣灵却是可以、结出忠心的果子出来的。
But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
在加拉太书 五章二十二节、我们讲到说、圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和节制。
So really serving the body of Christ is just a good place to put the fruit of the Holy Spirit to practical use.
在基督的这个身体里，在基督的这个身体里呢，是一个很好的地方，很好的一个开始啊，我们可以啊来把圣灵所结的这个果子呢来活出来。
After all, we serve others out of the grace that's been given to us.
毕竟呢、当我们服侍人的时候呢，是因着、我们先被给予 这些恩典的。
Now faith and love often go together, and faith leads to faithfulness for servants of God.
信和爱呢 是不能分开的，信呢经常呢也让我们能够成为这个上帝忠实的这个仆人的。
Now at this point I can't completely ignore the matter of God's judgment on those without Christ.
当然讲到成为主忠心的仆人，我不可能不提到这个没有主耶稣的讲到那些审判呢，是对那些还不信主耶稣基督的人。
But let's be clear, the evil servant we see in verse 48, as well as the others that we're going to see in the two parables, are not of true faith.
从48节，我们看到这个恶仆和酒醉的人，和接下来两个比喻里头的不好的不属神的人，我们知道他们都不是忠心的。
Clearly, they're judged as servants that do not have the fruit that flows from the Holy Spirit.
很明显的他们是仆人的身份，但是却没有，却会被却因为没有办法活出圣灵果子的这个仆人的身份，他们会来被定罪的。
The key point of this first parable is the importance of being a faithful servant by the power of the Holy Spirit to watch over all God has entrusted to our care.
这个主要第一个 比喻的主要重点呢是讲到我们是借着圣灵的这个能力呢来看顾上帝托管我们要来照管的人跟物。
Even as we see in other scriptures, Jesus actually depended on the Holy Spirit for his life on earth, so why wouldn't we?
即使是从圣经里头，我们也看到主耶稣他完全的来依靠着圣灵来行事，那我们身为他的门徒，是不是更应该如此呢？
In Luke 4:18, Jesus said,The Spirit of the Lord is on me, for He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free.
在路加福音第四章第十八节 讲到说、主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫福音传福音给贫穷的人，叫瞎眼的人可以得看见。
So let's look at the next parable, and the key point on this parable is servants of God wait in the Spirit.
第二个重点我们要讨论的是神的仆人是要在圣灵里来等候的。
Matthew 25:1-13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, 5 were wise.The 5 who were foolish didn't take enough olive oil for their lamps, but the other 5 were wise enough to take along extra oil. When the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, they were aroused by the shout, Look, the bridegroom is coming. Come out and meet him. All the bridesmaids got up, prepared their lamps. Then the 5 foolish ones asked the others, Please give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out. But the others replied, We don't have enough for all of us. Go to the shop and buy some for yourself. But while they were gone to buy oil, the bridegroom came. Then those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast. And the door was locked. Later, when the other 5 bridesmaids returned, they stood outside calling, Lord, Lord, open the door for us. But he called back, Believe me, I don't know you.So you too must keep watch, for you do not know the day or hour of my return.
那时，天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。新郎言迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他吧。那些童女就都起来收拾灯。愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
For this parable, this in the spirit waiting means being prepared as you wait for the Lord.
在这段的这个比喻里当我们等待着主来时候呢，那我们要预备好我们自己的。
It's a familiar story about a wedding ceremony that Jesus told to get a key point across.
这是一段大家都很熟知的这个婚宴的一个比喻。耶稣从这个比喻告诉了一个主要的一个重点。
So the key point of the parable is not about a wedding ceremony.Though that's a fitting backdrop.
在这个比喻的主要的重点呢，并不是关于这个婚宴本身，虽然它是一个很贴切的一个背景。
It's really about waiting patiently for Jesus to make his move and being prepared when he does.
他真正要讲的是呢，我们要耐心的等候主耶稣的到来， 和预备好他到来所需要的所需要的一切。
The rest of the story is about 10 bridesmaids that were asked to serve the groom and the bride.
这里讲故事讲到说有十个童女呢被安排来接待新郎和这个新妇的。
So we are called to wait patiently for the Lord, and in the meantime, serve Him and His bride with love.
我们是被呼召来耐心的等待我们的主同时呢我们也要服侍主和他的心腹。
And again, the love that serves Jesus and the church is the love coming from the Holy Spirit.
从这里我们又再一次的看到服侍耶稣和这个教会呢是从这个圣灵而来的这个爱我们来服侍这个主和这个教会的。
This love is not intended to be a duty, but rather a natural reflex when dealing with others.
这爱呢，不是给我们强加的一个责任，而是当我们和彼此来相交的时候自然的流露。
And loving others isn't something we can force ourselves to do, it's something God is doing in us.
爱人呢不是一件我们自己可以强迫我们自己去行得出来的事情，而是上帝已经在我们身上行出来了。
Now back to the bridesmaids, it would seem in verse 1, the bridesmaids were instructed to bring lamps.
让我们回到这个十个第一节十个童女身上，这里讲到说呢这些童女们呢被告知他们要准备这个灯。
All ten bridesmaids brought their lamps, but only five brought the necessary oil as well.
所有十个童女呢，他们的确都准备了这个灯，但是呢，只有五个童女呢，他们预备了多预备了这个灯油。
They all waited for the groom to arrive, while time passed and it got dark.
他们都同样的等待着新郎的到来，天也渐渐的暗了。
The groom was delayed longer than expected, and so all ten bridesmaids slept until he got there.
新郎来迟了比预计的要来迟了，所以十个童女呢他们就一直的打瞌睡到这个新郎来到。
The point is, the five foolish bridesmaids were not different from the five wise bridesmaids, except for one thing.
在这里我们这个故事里这个比喻里头讲到呢，这个五个愚拙的这个童女呢，跟这个五个聪明的这个童女呢，他们没有太大的差别，唯一的差别就是这个愚拙的这个童女们呢他们带了灯却没有准备添加的这个灯油。
The foolish bridesmaids brought their lamps, but no oil to refill their lamps.
这愚拙的这个五个愚拙的这个童女呢他们带了灯却没有准备添加的这个灯油。
So the obvious question for most is, what does the oil represent?
那在这里有一个很明显的我们都会问的一个问题，就是这灯油带这个灯代表了什么呢？
And many would say it represents the Holy Spirit, and I don't disagree with that, but even simpler, it represents salvation.
很多人会讲这个灯油呢代表了这个圣灵，我不反对这样的说法，但是我愿意用一个更浅白的一话说呢，这些灯油呢代表了这个救恩。
That's how the Holy Spirit comes to live in the one that places their faith in Christ for salvation.
这就是为什么圣灵呢进驻在我们相信主耶稣的这个救恩的人的这里面。
We don't find the five foolish bridesmaids asleep while the five wise bridesmaids are busy at work.
我们并没有看到当这个五个愚昧的这个童女睡着的时候，这五个聪明的这个童女呢，他们在辛勤的工作。
All of them slept, and they were all awoken by the news that the groom was coming.
所以十个童女他们全睡着了，他们同样被这个新郎来的这个消息所惊醒。
So the emphasis here is not on working harder or even performing a ceremonial task.
所以在这里要强调的呢，并不是真正的这个这些童女他们多努力在工作或者在准备这些婚宴的这个事上。
This is because our salvation is not the result of our works, but of Jesus' work on the cross.
这是因为救恩呢，并不是靠着我们努力工作的这个结果，而是主耶稣在十字架上面就已经为我们成就了。
Neither was it the case that the five foolish bridesmaids were once saved, but they ran out of salvation.
这里 也不是说这五个愚昧的这个童女呢，他们曾经被得救过，然后呢，他们不要了这个救恩。
They were lost. They had no salvation. They never had oil. They were just empty lamps.
他们是世上的人，他们从来没有被得救，没有得到救恩过。他们的灯里没有油，他们的灯只是一个空的这个灯。
And that's what we are, is just empty lamps until we have salvation from the Lord and His Spirit in us.
这就像跟我们的光景是一样的，我们都曾经是没有油的这个灯一直要到主耶稣一直要到从主耶稣那边得到了这个救恩呢圣灵才进驻到我们才。
They looked useful, they seemed to give promise of light, but they never were able to produce it.
这些空的这个灯呢看起来像是非常有用的，他们也应该能够用来照明这个黑暗的，但是呢如果没有了油他们是没有办法来被点亮的。
Furthermore, their foolishness was to think their oil for light could be borrowed in the last minute.
更让人惊讶的是这五个愚昧的这个童女呢，他们甚至认为在最后的一个这个时刻可以来向其他的童女来借点油的。
Have you ever heard somebody talk like this about getting saved?
我们是不是很熟悉曾经听过关于被得像这样子的比喻用来在被得救的事上面。
I'll just wait till I've lived my life totally for myself, and at my last moment, I'll get saved.
我现在只管吃喝玩乐，尽情的来享受，一直到最后的这个关键时刻呢，我才来被拯救的。
The problem with that was demonstrated here is we don't know when that last moment may come.
但是这里一个很大的一个问题，就是我们根本就不可能知道那最后的时刻是什么时候会来到。
Verse 8 and 9, the foolish servants asked to borrow oil, but they were told they would have to get their own.
在第八、第九节这边讲到说，这愚昧的这个童女们甚至想要来跟这个聪明的这个童女来借油的时候，但是他们被告知，他们必须要自己去买他们的自己的油。
This is not because the five wise bridesmaids were selfish. They likely wanted them to have oil.
这并不代表这五个聪明的这个童女他们是很自私的，我相信他们也愿意另外的这些童女们 他们也有也有油的。
But as we interpret this parable, we see that the saved cannot share what they have in Christ with the lost.
这里我们很清楚的看到啊、被拯救的人是没有办法啊、和在基督里失丧的人他们来分享啊、这个基督的这个救恩的。
Now they can share the testimony of their salvation, and all Christians should be very happy to do that.
被失丧的人是可以、和他们来分享、这个主耶稣的这个救恩的，而且 这是我每一个基督徒都非常乐意这么做的。
But they can't give any part of salvation to anyone else.
但是得救的人呢是没有办法把救恩来和其他的人来分享的。
Only God can do that, and He only does that through faith in the work of Jesus on the cross.
只有上帝他才能这么做，而且啊、是借着因为相信主耶稣基督在十字架上啊、成就的功啊、来把这个救恩来临到这些人身上的。
We have a crude term sometimes that we say people should be prepared to meet their maker.
用最常用的一句话讲，就是说，我们每一个人将来都要见在这个啊、站在这个啊、创造者的面前的。
Now this old hymn said, "People get ready. There's a train coming. You don't need any ticket. You just get on board."
在一首很古老的啊、这个旧的这个诗歌里头 ，"People get ready" 这首诗歌里头讲到说，有一部到天堂的这个列车，这是一部免费的列车，你并不需要车票，你只要啊、能够来这个登上这部列车就行了。
Remember, it's a free gift, and as we realize.Others around us are not prepared. The ultimate good that we long for them is to have the free gift of eternal life offered to all of those who put their faith in Jesus.
我们了解到，在我们的周围呢，啊、有好些人，他们并不准备来接受这个上好的这个福分，即使啊、我们很愿意啊。让他们来通过相信主耶稣也就能得到这个、免费的永生但是他们仍然、不愿意
Okay, the key point from the third parable servants of God work in the Spirit
在这个第三个我们要讨论的这个重点是、上帝的这个仆人呢、是要靠着圣灵来做工的。
Now stay with me. We got a little more scripture here. Matthew 25:14-30. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to one another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work.And gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more.His master replied, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, You entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many more. Come and share your master's happiness.Then the man who received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I know you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I would harvest where I had not sown and gathered where I had not scattered seed? Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever was given more, they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
天国又好比一个人要往国外去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。那领5000的人随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000，那领2000的也照样另赚了2000，但那领1000的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。那领5000银子的又带着那另外的5000来说，主啊，你交给我5000银子，请看我又赚了5000。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐吧。那领2000的也来说，主啊，你交给我2000银子，请看我又赚了2000。主人也说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领1000的人也来说，主啊，我知道你是个忍心的人，没有种的地方也要收割，没有散的地方也要聚敛，我就害怕，去把你的1000银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方我要聚敛，就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候，你可以连本带利的收回。他主人夺过了他这1000来，给那有1万的，因为凡没有的还要加给他，叫他有余，没有的连他所有的也要夺过来，把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
So in the spirit here means having faith in God or showing faithfulness as fruit of His Holy Spirit.
在这里我们看到对神有信心，而且我们也看，或者说我们可以在这个圣灵所结的这个忠信实的这个果子上面行出来。
I want to go back before Matthew 24:42, where we started. It talked about the days of Noah then.
我让我再回到这个马太福音24:40这边，因为他和这个诺亚有的故事有关系的。
And Hebrews 7a, the first part, says, it was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before.
诺亚因着信既蒙上帝指示他未见的这个事，他就动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟也因此使他的全家得救了。
It doesn't say that Noah built the ark by the sweat of his brow or by his great carpentry skills. He did it by faith.
在这里强调的并不是诺亚他怎么样的努力辛勤工作这件事情，也不是讲他有这个非常好的这个木工的本领，在这里仅仅指出他是一个信实的人。
This parable is talking about our skills, but it uses money as the ideal, an indication of investing the money.
这个比喻里头呢，讲到了啊、这个用讲到这个用钱啊、来做投资的啊、这样子一个比喻。
So verse 16 says, the man who received five bags of money at once put that money to work.
在十六节这边讲到说呢，这个领受了五千两银子的这个人呢，他马上啊、就把这些钱拿去做生意了。
He had faith what that money would do.
他知道这些钱啊、要怎该怎么来处理。
Now you sometimes hear people say the thing that they like about investing their money is they don't actually work. Their money does the work for them.
有时候呢啊、你会听到这么样一个说法啊、在这个投资金钱上面会听到这么一个说法，就是说事实上你投资人你不需要去工作的，那些投资的金钱呢会为你来工作的。
God is really doing that work for us. Okay, the parable points to God graciously entrusting his servants with certain skills or abilities and the capability or power to use them.
这个比喻里头讲到上帝呢、是非常大方的给他的仆人呢、有足够的这个能力和使用这些啊、技能的这个啊、的能力。
Jesus makes it clear to us that God highly values the gifts He gives to His servants and the power through the Holy Spirit to invest them in His kingdom.
耶稣在这里啊、这个比喻里头啊、清楚的讲到，上帝他是非常重视啊、给他的仆人的这些礼物呢。那他的仆人呢，也有这个能力呢，啊、靠着在这个圣灵里头呢，来把这些能力呢，在这个应用在这个上帝的国度里头。
So really, if we're a Christian and we say I don't have any talents worth investing, we're really disputing God's word.
我们是基督徒，如果我们说啊、我们没有什么这个啊、聪明智慧这个技能呢能够来投资的，那这么的一个说法呢，事实上我们是在跟上帝来反驳的。
Maybe we let the world convince us of that when we're looking at others or something on social media.
也许呢啊、这个世界一直在教我们，只要注重在这个啊、社会媒体里的这个人或事情就好了。
I could be discouraged because I could never be as good a preacher as Pastor Gary.
如果是这样，那我会觉得非常的沮丧，因为我永远不可能和这个赵牧师讲道一样讲得好的。
Instead, I'm super encouraged when I hear or read now a message he gives to reach others.
然而，我却因着啊、赵牧师他讲了这么好的道，让着很多其他的人呢啊、来得救，这件事情我受到极大的这个激励。
Now on the other hand, if someone thinks they're just naturally good, then they should read 1 Corinthians 4:7.
也许有人会讲，哎，自认为哎，我就是天生下来，我就是这么优秀的。让我们来看一看哥林多前书4:7怎么讲呢。
Paul asks, what do you have that God hasn't given you? And if everything you have is from God, why boast as though it was not a gift?
使你与人不同的 是谁呢？你有什么不是领受而来的呢？若是领受而来的，为何自夸呢？仿佛不是领受的呢？
See, knowing God Himself supplies us with everything we need, both our abilities and our capabilities, it should free us from comparing ourselves to others.
我们要明白一点，上帝所赐给我们的，不管是才干还是这个能力呢，都 不会让我们成为彼此来比较来嫉妒对方的这个事情。
We're free from envying servants that are more talented or judging servants who are less talented.
我们是不会来嫉妒比我们要有聪明才智的，我们也不会去数落那些比我们要少才能的。
In fact, people of slight abilities may do more good in the world than people of greater talents.
事实上呢，多少有才干的呢，也许在这个世界上也能成就和这个有多有才干的人一样的这个大事情的。
3 John 1:5 says, Dear friend, you are being faithful to God when you care for the traveling teachers who pass through, even though they are strangers to you.
在约翰三书第一章第五节这边讲到说，亲爱的弟兄啊，凡向你客旅弟兄所行的，都是出于忠心的。
God is the talent and power giver, and He celebrates each of us for the grace given to us.
上帝呢，他是才干跟这个使用才干力量的这个施予者，而且呢，他和每一个each of us
given to us the grace given to us.
而且他和我们每一个他赐予恩典的人呢，一起来同乐的。
But what if we fail when we're doing something to serve God or others? Well, first of all, He doesn't call us failures.
但如果我们拥有了我们没有办法做到服侍上帝或其他人的这个目的，那上帝又怎么处置我们呢？那在这里我们看到说，他并不会就因此来叫我们，让我们成为失败者。
And secondly, really all of us should be humble enough to fail if it happens for His sake.
如果失败是因为上帝，因为来服侍上帝的这个缘故呢，那我们更应该来学习怎么更谦卑。
I appreciate a quote from Peter Marshall, who was a chaplain of the U.S. Senate.
我真的很欣赏有一段这个从 Peter Marshall 这个人身上，他曾经是美国参议院的一个主任牧师。
He said, I would rather fail at something that ultimately succeeds than succeed at something that ultimately fails.
他说这句话说我宁愿在最后一定成功的事上一开始就失败，我也不愿意在终究会失败的事上一开始我就成功。
In verse 21, it seems that the reward for working for a good cause is to be given more work.
在第二十一节这边我们看到好像是给这个做这个忠心的仆人他的这个报酬呢，好像是要给他更多的这个工作。
I know that's not our typical way of thinking of a reward unless we consider the rest of that verse.
我知道那个不是我们跟我们讲这个报酬的这个观念同一回事，但是当我们看完了整个这个句子，我们就会了解。
In this translation, the master says, "Come and share your master's happiness."
在这段的这个经文里这个主人对这个忠心的仆人讲说，进来和我一起享受我的快乐。
Other translations say, enter into the joy of your master. And another one even says, let's celebrate together.
有其他不同的这个译本呢，讲到说，我们一起和这个主人来享受他的这个喜乐， 或甚至有其他的译本呢，讲到说就让我们一起来庆祝吧。
The joy we enter into is the glory of God, to serve Him and to seek the good of others.
这个喜乐是我们进入了上帝的这个荣耀，而且来寻求他人的好处。
When I think about entering into the joy of our Master, I think about Hebrews 12, 1 and 2.
当我想到进入上帝的这个进入这个和主人一起同乐这件事情上面呢，马上让我联想到希伯来书12章1到2节。
It says, Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne.
所以我们既有这么多的见证人像云彩围绕我们，我们就应脱下各样的这个拖累和容易缠住我们的罪，以坚忍的心奔跑那在我们前面的赛程，专心注视耶稣，就是那位信心的创造者和完成者。他因那摆在面前的喜乐，就忍受了十字架，轻看了羞辱，现在就坐在神宝座的右边。
So we're almost through. Let's consider a few more verses, verses 24 through 30. In verses 24 through 30.
Well, 我们还有仍然还要考虑到这个接下来的这个几个段落，像从24节到30节。
Some refuse to become servants of God and use their natural abilities in Christ's service.
有些人呢他们不拒绝呢来侍奉上帝拒绝来用他们的这个能力呢来服侍这个主耶稣。
They think it's hard. They think God just makes unreasonable demands of self-denial and self-sacrifice.
他们认为那些事情太难了，上帝怎么可以要我做这么不合理的这个工作，像活得像苦行僧一样，或者要我自我牺牲呢？
So I'm not going to say much about those with that attitude other than it's an opportunity for those of us that are his servants to tell them that's not so. He is not like that.
对于有这样子这个态度的这个人呢，我不想我也不想再多说了，但是我知道呢这对我们已经是上帝的这个仆人们呢，我们多了一个这个机会呢，能够来和他们来告诉他们信奉上帝不是那么一回事的。
Now the world currently wants us to believe that true love is to accept all beliefs no matter what.
这个世界要我们相信呢，真正的这个爱呢，是接受所有的这个信仰，不管是对错还是好坏。
Where in fact the greatest and only love that I could really show someone is to tell them of Christ's love for them.
事实上呢，这个最大的这个最我能告诉他们最伟大的这个爱呢，就是告诉他们耶稣他有极大的爱为这个世人。
That's so they can have the free gift of eternal life by placing their faith in his death on the cross for the forgiveness of all their sins.
或许这样子呢他们能够因着相信主耶稣的死在十字架上为他们的罪死在十字架上他们能够得到这个免费永远的这个生命。
Here's the last verse I'll leave you with. As Paul is talking about how everyone in Christ is a new creation.
在最后的这一段的这个经文，保罗说到啊，关于每一个人啊，我们都是这个啊新造的人。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
就像在哥林多啊后书五章啊二十节这边讲到，因此我们都是这个基督的使者，神借着我们也劝告世人。
Let's pray together, and let's pray that we will be faithful servants and true ambassadors of God's kingdom.
就让我们来用祷告啊，求神让我们成为他忠实的这个仆人啊，也是成为他国度的啊这个大使。
Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for revealing to us how precious we are to you. Even as your servants, we're precious, and you have a plan for us, and you want us to be good ambassadors for your kingdom, good servants for you and to others. And so I just pray that we realize that we already have that in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So help us to remember that on every little occasion, as we meet someone, as we have an opportunity to share your love, as we serve each other in the body of Christ here. Help us to remember that comes from you through your Holy Spirit. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.